AircheckDownloads.com.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Alan Clark. An all-out national dock strike is now threatened from Monday. The executive of the Transport and General Workers Union have just endorsed a call for a strike made this morning by delegates from docks all over the country. The strike threat is in support of 180 Merseyside dockers who are being threatened with redundancy, a move the dockers say is in breach of a national agreement. A dock strike would paralyse Britain's ports and cost £600 million a week in lost revenue. Transport Union official Alex Kitson admits the strike could do serious damage.
Oh, I think I'd be less than honest if I didn't say it'll have a serious effect on the economy, and I hope the other people that are involved in that appreciate that, that we've been pushed into this situation, pushed into this action.
42 British merchant seamen and two officers' wives are feared drowned after their ship was hit by a typhoon off the Japanese coast. Malcolm Brabant reports.
Nothing has been heard from the Liverpool registered ship since last Tuesday. Then the master of the giant bulk carrier radioed to say they were about to be hit by a violent tropical storm. The vessel is believed to have sunk, and two oil slicks have been spotted a few miles from her last known position. Many of the crew come from Lancashire, others from Tyne and Wear, Wales, Essex and the South Coast. The Derbyshire was carrying 165 tonnes of iron. Ore. She should have completed her voyage from Canada to Kawasaki in Japan yesterday, and when she failed to arrive, an air and sea search began. A frigate with a helicopter on board will start inspecting the area near the oil slicks later this evening, and the search for the missing people will continue while there's still faint hope that they may be alive. Malcolm Brabant, IRN.
Actress Eutha Joyce of TV's George and Mildred died a chronic alcoholic, an inquest was told today. Mark McCall reports.
The inquest heard how Eutha became a victim of her own success. She became increasingly depressed about her fear of being typecast in the role of Mildred Roper, the bossy wife in her peak time TV series. Her solicitor, Mr. Mario Uziel Hamilton, said no one suspected she was a heavy drinker. She was always clear-headed and knew her lines when she took the stage or filmed. The coroner, Dr. Paul Knappen, recorded the verdict at Westminster Coroner's Court that 53-year-old Miss Joyce died of chronic alcoholism. For 2 years before her death, Miss Joyce was said to have been depressed, and quite often Brian Murphy, who played Mildred's husband George in the hit series, would phone Miss Joyce to take her out and cheer her up. A liver specialist, Dr. Ian Murray-Lyon, said in a letter that Miss Joyce had been drinking half a bottle of spirits a day for 10 years, and recently very much more. Mark McCall, IRN.
Football's former Iron Man Peter Storey, ex-Arsenal and England defender, has been jailed for 3 years. Here's Rhys Jones.
35-year-old Storey, now a minicab driver of Seymour Gardens, Ilford, pleaded guilty at the Old Bailey to conspiring to forge half-sovereigns. The judge told him that throughout his career he'd commanded the respect of thousands, and it was heartrending to see him in the dock. The court heard that Storey put up £4,000 to finance the operation. A disused factory near the pub in Islington he once ran was the base for the criminal enterprise. The idea was to counterfeit gold half-sovereigns on a vast scale and to sell them to make jewellery. Scotland Yard detectives found machinery including half-sovereign dies in the press ready to be used. Rhys Jones, IRN.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 7.
AircheckDownloads.com.